Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, man sagt es, Brachis, Perik Ches, Mishnah Ches. Balem Yayin, La'achramazin. These people didn't have wine during their meal. They finished their Suda, they're about to bench. Somebody comes in with a kais of wine. They ain't Shem El'Oisiyah kais, they only have that kais. But if they're going to use the kais for benching, they don't have a kais to drink. So B'Shamayim and the B'Shamayim say, Mevarach Alayayin, make your bayir piyagafen, V'yachach Mevarach Alamazin, then bench. Make your bayir piyagafen on your wine, drink it, and then bench without a kais. The B'Shamayim say, Birchas Hamazin does not require a kais. Kiddush requires a kais, Havdalah requires a kais, Stamazayt, no, not necessary. The Basil disagree. The Basil say, because of the chashivas of benching, you should say it on a kais. So don't use up the wine before benching if you only have one cup of wine. Rather use it for benching. Bench holding the kais, and afterwards make the bracha and drink it. Ubeis Hillam, the Beis Hill say, only have one kais? Then be meiser nefesh yourself a little bit. You won't have wine during the suda. Rather, mevarech alamazayin, make the bracha on benching, ve'achakach mevarech alayayin, because during benching, you have to hold the kais. The one who's benching should hold the kais. Weiter sagt der Mishnah, einen Amen, we answer Amen, achi Yisrael ha-mevarach, after Yehud who makes a bracha, even if you didn't hear him say Hashem's name, you only hear the end of the bracha. So if all you heard was, ha-moitzi lechem min ha-aretz, you make the bracha. How do I know who he's benching? I didn't hear Hashem ulekeinu melech ha-aylam. The answer is, if he's a Yid, we assume he's benching Hashem. Now it's pointed out over here, we're not talking about you want to be yoitza the bracha. Let's say you want to be yoitza kiddush or yoitza avdol, you have to hear the whole bracha. We're talking about stamazai. You heard your friend make a bracha, you can answer amen, assuming that your friend is benching Hashem. But ve'ein oinen amen, achar ha-kuti ha-mavarach. If it's a kuti who's making the bracha, you can't just answer amen. Ad she'yishma kal ha-bracha, until you hear the entire bracha. Because maybe he was benching to his avodah zarah. So once again, like we discussed earlier, the kutim were people that were brought to Eretz Yisrael through Melech Asher. And they were Megayah themselves only because they were scared of lions that were attacking them. Their Geirus was not sincere. Afterwards, they found the Avodah Zarah where they were in Hagrizim. So either way, unless you hear the entire bracha, you can't answer Amen, because you don't know who he's benching. So basically, in our Mishnah, we had a machloikis in the Beshami and the Basil, whether regular Birchas Hamazon, not Kiddush, requires a kais or not. The Beshami say it doesn't. And therefore, if you have only one kais, you can drink it before benching. Then just bench plain. The Basil say no, save it for benching. Then the Mishnah told us, you can answer Amen after a Yisrael who makes a bracha, even though you didn't hear to whom he's benching. You didn't hear Hashem Lekeinu Melech Ha'ilam, because we assume that's who the Yid is benching, but not after a Kuti, because it could be the Kuti is blessing his Avodah Zarah, thanking his Avodah Zarah, and you don't want to answer Amen after that. Lehalacha, there's a machlokes in the Paiskim, whether Birchas Hamazon requires a kais or not. And the shaila is on different levels. If you're eating alone, you mechuyev take a kais? Or is it maybe only if there are three people here that you're mechuyev to bench al a kais? Or maybe even then it's only mitzvah min amuvchar. You don't have to. So we're not going to get into all the shittas, but basically the minig is it's only if there are three people, and of course ten, and even then it's mitzvah min amuvchar, it's not mamish mamish achiv.